Coming to you live from the JRE Tobacco Aladino Mobile Studios, it's the Cigar Pulpit.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another sermon from the Cigar Pulpit. I'm the Bishop of Bern, Nick. And yes, it's just me again. Everybody's still out at PCA. Today was the last day. I'm recording on Monday for Tuesday. Today is the last day of the PCA trade show, so everybody's busy. Dave Clark, I've asked him multiple times to help me out, and he's been busy. Whatever, Dave. I'm just busting balls. Anyway, so today we are going to be having a little fun. I think, I don't know for certain, but I think I managed to figure out a way to listen to the two calls that were on the Ask the Boys line that have not been responded to. I think I managed to figure out how to get that done. I'm not confident, but this is my plan for the show. So it is what it is. So, first things first, we're going to light up the cigar, and the cigar today is one that was gifted to me by listener Seth, and, right? I believe it was Seth. You know what? This is going to be real embarrassing. I'm going to just double check, make sure people send me cigars, and I'll be honest, yes, it was Seth. Seth, I'm so sorry that I knew it was you, but like for whatever reason, like when it came time to say it on the show, I was just like, was it? And, you know, brain fart. So anyway, today I'm going to be smoking a cigar that I've been looking forward to. There's been a couple of years worth of this, and I've never been down there for the event in order to be able to get myself some. But today I'm smoking the Jose Gaspar cigar from J.C. Newman. This cigar is a 6.5x52 torpedo with an Ecuadorian Havana wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, Nicaraguan filler, and it's made by J.C. Newman. Now, Jose Gaspar was one of the most feared pirates in the Americas. Sailing from his home base near Tampa Bay, he terrorized the Gulf of Mexico and amassed a great fortune. Gaspar celebrated victories with a strong and powerful cigar. These cigars honor his legacy and tradition of Gasparilla. In January 2024, J.C. Newman is releasing 10,000 Jose Gaspar cigars, which are available at 15 retailers in the cigar city of Tampa, Florida. Like the Pirates of Gasparilla, Jose Gaspar cigars will sail out of Tampa Bay at the end of January and not be available again until next year. So for those of you who maybe aren't familiar, down in Tampa, they have a giant festival called Gasparilla. And it's all pirate themed. It's all based around Jose Gaspar. And they go all out. I mean, maybe some of my friends from Tampa Bay might correct me on this, but I believe it's kind of comparable. It's like their version of Mardi Gras. It's like their like giant festival, and Ybor City is full of activity during Gasparilla, and as the fine folks at J.C. Newman said on their website, they celebrate with a cigar. So they've been putting out this Jose Gaspar cigar. And it's only available at 15 locations in the Tampa Bay area. And I'm never down there for Gasparilla. I've never made it down there for that. And they come in 5 packs. And thankfully, Seth was able to procure some of them. And he sent me a 5-pack. And it's greatly, greatly appreciated because I've been wanting to try this cigar for a while. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. So it's time to cut the cigar, and the official cutting is brought to you by Dan the Man Ponder over there at Riverman Cigar Company of Crestwood, Missouri. Dan the Man Ponder, unfortunately, was not one of the 15 retailers to get the Jose Gaspar cigar. However, he does get all kinds of other really awesome stuff from J.C. Newman and Arturo Fuente. He gets all kinds of great cigars that you're going to want to check out. And, you know, he has them at really affordable prices. He doesn't mark up, you know, the cigars just because they're rare. You know, he's told me flat out that that's not how he likes to do business. That's not how he's going to do business. Just because something's rare, he's not going to mark it up and make a heftier profit off of it just because he can. So, you know, multiple times a year, Dan will get in all kinds of great selections from Arturo Fuente. He gets in the opuses and the rare pinks and all kinds of other ones. So, you know, if you're in the St. Louis area and you want to check out a shop that, you know, gets access to and may have some of the really, really good stuff from both J.C. Newman and Arturo Fuente, make sure you swing on by Riverman Cigar Company of Crestwood, Missouri. And if you're not in the St. Louis area, you can always give him a call because he does mail order and he can get a nice shipment of cigars sent to you right away. That's Riverman Cigar Company of Crestwood, Missouri. And with that, it's time to go ahead and cut the cigar. So, this being a torpedo, I don't know what to do. Because I inevitably, always, either take off too little or too much with a torpedo. So, I think I'm going to go ahead and do a straight cut. And I'm just going to go for it. And I'm going to hope that I didn't just shank it. I did do it at a slight angle. That does help a little bit with the draw. And doing a cold draw here on it. It kind of ooh, that was salt. When I took it away from the lips and was getting ready to talk, right there on the tip of the tongue, there's a nice, nice salty flavor to it. But I don't know if that's cigar or remnant of my dinner. But in terms of the cold draw, I was kind of getting, do you guys remember, pardon me for a moment. Sorry, I needed a beverage. Do you guys remember the chunky candy bars? You know, they were square, and they had like four squares that made them up, and they were thick, and it was chocolate, and I think raisin, and maybe nut, but it's chunky. That was the name of it. Nestle's Chunky. I think it was Nestle, but it was Chunky. This kind of has a chunky thing going on. It's kind of a milk chocolate, not a dark chocolate, kind of a milk chocolate, and it's kind of got just a hint, just a little bit of that raisiny sweetness. Not a ton of it, but it's there, it's present, and it kind of just like is it's there, and it's like, okay, this is good. So yeah, chunky. I'm getting chunky candy bars off of the Jose Gaspar cigar. So I'm going to go ahead and get this guy lit, and then, by God, we're going to see if I can make this work. Because, like I said, I have struggled all day long trying to think about what I'm going to talk to you guys about. Because, well, I've had to do some solo shows lately. And, you know, I can do one every once in a while. But a lot of them, after a while, they catch up to me. So, get this guy lit. Wonderful draw and smoke production off of this. This is good so far. This is nice. I mean, it's kicking off smoke really, really well. For newer listeners, I used to have a segment called Ask the Boys, and that kind of stopped back, I believe, October, November, when I started having issues with the app that I use to allow people to call into the show and leave messages. It wouldn't want to play except on speakerphone when I had the phone plugged into the board. And speakerphone doesn't work for the purposes of this because, well, it doesn't line the call into the board. But tonight, I tested it. I think I may have it. We're going to give it a try. So hopefully this works. That would be the outro. It's been a minute. I haven't hit these buttons in a minute.
Shall we play a game?
You talking to me?
I have a question for you.
You gotta ask me nicely.
Ask me about my wiener!
You got a question. You ask the eight ball.
Come on, sucker. Let's get it on.
All right, guys. It's time for Ask the Boys. And hopefully, we are able to get it on. So, let's go ahead and start this thing off with this first call. And, God, I hope this works.
Afternoon there, folks, from the Cigar Pulpit. It's Craddock, at Craddock Dennis, formerly. Just enjoying a few episodes here as I drive around at work. Just wondering, have you ever had sauerkraut on your burger? And if you would ever try that, if you like sauerkraut. Also, while we're on burgers, do you like yours fully cooked or medium rare or rare? I know in the States you can get them to varying degrees of rare or well cooked. In Canada, we don't have that. It's all well cooked. Unless you're probably at some fancy place, I don't know. Anyhow, have fun, stay smoky. It's sunny and warm in Canada, if you can believe that, today, November 12th. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, so Dennis, I'm sorry that it's taken me, November, December, January, February, a little over 4 months to answer your pressing questions about the burgers. But I'm here for you, and I appreciate your patience. I doubt that it is sunny and warm in Canada today, but maybe it is. Maybe it is. I don't know. I am surprised by the fact that Canadians can't choose how they want their burger cooked. You know, in the States, they ask you, do you want your burger rare, medium well, or well done? Personally, for me, in terms of burger, I prefer my burger to be cooked more medium well. And I'll tell you why. So because a burger is ground beef formed into a patty, you got to make sure it's cooked through all the way. With a steak, you can go with a medium or even a medium rare or rare. I mean, you can go rare with a steak as long as the outsides are seared or are cooked. That heat will flow through. So even though it looks red and bloody on the inside, it is cooked. As long as it's cooked to temperature, it is cooked. Boy, I really wish I had Dave for this question, because this is definitely a cooking question. But with hamburger, because it's ground beef and it's all formed together back in a patty, you can't just go based off of temperature. You gotta make sure it's cooked through all the way. Some places say pink or no pink. I mean, with that, I tend to default to just a little bit of pink if I can get just a little bit of pink in it, because, again, I don't want my burger to be a hockey puck. I don't want, like, you know, a super well-done burger. But on the flip side, I don't want it to be, like, bleeding and mooing at me, which is kind of how, unfortunately, Luke had his burger at God, what is that place over O'Connell's Pub when we took him in, when he came into town for Pulpit Fest last year. His burger was a little more on the rare side. I think they forgot about his order and they quickly did it, and I don't think they cooked it quite as much. So his burger was borderline still mooing at him. But yeah, I tend to prefer mine medium to medium well. Then in terms of the sauerkraut on the burger, I don't like sauerkraut. I want nothing to do with sauerkraut. It can stay far away from me. My ex-wife used to like sauerkraut, and I told her that she could cook that shit when I'm not home and everything, because I just don't want it smelling up the house. So I am not putting sauerkraut on my burger there, Dennis. But, you know, you do you. I mean, if you like sauerkraut, load that bitch up. You know, it's your burger. You can do with it as you please. Anyway, Dennis, it's so good to hear from you. I'm so sorry it took a little over 4 months to get that answered. But you know, I appreciate your patience. Moving on, we have one more call. I only had two calls that were banked up that I just couldn't get to because of the whole technical issues. And so far, this is working. So I'm hoping that we can get through this last call. And then at that point, we can kind of figure out where we're going to go from there with this segment. So anyway, coming back.
Hey, Nick, this is Danny. I was calling because now that Christmas is coming up, a lot of people talk about what the best gifts to give cigar smokers is. But I wanted to ask about the worst gifts, because when I started smoking cigars, one of the first things somebody got me were a set of those glasses that have a cigar rest in them. And they're the kind of thing that look really cool, but they have no actual function, because you put your cigar in the glass, and if you want to take a drink, you have to take your cigar out. If you want to use your cigar, you have to pull your cigar out of the glass. If you miss, you're going to ash in the glass. Basically, there's no point to this thing. But as soon as anyone looks on Amazon for gifts for cigar smokers, it's pretty much the first thing that comes up. So we always talk about, you know, the best lighters and the best cutters. But what about the stuff that's actual true garbage that people just, as soon as you Google it, we got to warn people not to get us. Anyways, that's my question for the month. So stay smoky.
Well, dude, Danny, I really do appreciate the call. I'm sorry that it's, well, after St. Patrick's Day, no less, that I'm getting to this. So it's not even after Christmas. It's after St. Patrick's Day. But that's okay. We're still, it's a relevant question, because there's birthdays and there's all kinds of different events. So, I agree with you. Those glasses, look, I have one of those glasses because somebody gave it to me. They found it at a gift shop. They immediately thought of me and they bought it and they gifted it to me. And they were so, like, impressed with it when they were giving it to me. And I had to smile and nod and thank them for it and say, oh, this is so cool and blah, 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 and all that. The practical reality of those glasses is that, you know, if you are pouring, you know, your whiskey or some sort of a beverage into that glass, you know, if there's ice in that beverage, then you're going to have condensation. That condensation is going to then get on the cigar that's resting inside there, which, by the way, that rest, not very great. As you said, you know, if you take that cigar out of the rest improperly, you could damage the cigar, you could ash in your drink. It's all kinds of things. So you not only have the beverage creating condensation that is impacting the humidity and the moisture level of your cigar, but then on top of it, then you have the heat from the cigar that's hitting the glass that, you know, which granted, cigars don't burn too hot, at least not, you know, unless it's like the cherry. But nonetheless, there is some heat that is generated from it. So that's going to also contribute to the condensation on the glass. So like, Those glasses, they like you said, man, they look cool. Non-cigar people think they are cool, but no, they're not the best. The one, I'll tell you my pet peeve one, the one that, like, I don't have one of these things. Nobody's ever bought it. Thank God. But they have those I smoke cigars and know things t-shirts. What the fuck does that mean? I smoke cigars and know things. And I'm sorry, but it's just goofy. It's absolutely goofy. If it's a quote from something, I don't know it. But it's goofy. And they have that in so many different variations. Any sort of like, I smoke cigar, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, whatever. You know, I don't need t-shirts and sweatshirts saying that shit. I smoke cigars and no things. Yeah, no thank you. I don't, that's not something that I would ever consider gifting to any of my cigar buddies. What else would I not recommend? You know, it's kind of hard to say maybe what you wouldn't, you know, because I don't want to necessarily like shit on things that maybe people have had good experiences with. There's a specific brand of humidification pack out there that I have had a very couple of poor experiences with. They were wanting to be a sponsor on the show, and I gave their product a try, and it tanked my humidor. I saw them again at an event, and they asked about it, and I said, dude, it tanked my humidor. So they gave me another one to try, saying that I must have had a defective one. It tanked my humidor again. So, you know, it's not Boveda, just for the record. It's just one of those things that, like, I don't want to necessarily, like, shit on some companies, but, like, look, there are products out there that they have the market share for a reason. They work. You know, if you're trying to do something else, yeah, I don't know if it works as well. You know, I think, I'll give you another one. One thing people should not do. Some people, if they want to get a gift for the cigar smoker in their life, they will buy them cigars. And what I mean specifically is they will go on vacation to the Caribbean. They will go somewhere and they will have some dude coming up to them and be like, oh, Cubans, super cheap Cubans, you know, buying them on the beach, you know, that kind of thing. People should not buy cigars for people. I mean, now, can a cigar smoker buy another cigar smoker a cigar as a gift? Yes, I think that is not only okay and appropriate, but I think that's kind of the best way of doing the cigar purchases, because at least another cigar smoker is aware of, hopefully, aware of what is a quality cigar and what is, you know, cigarbage. And if you're buying something off the beach in, you know, the Caribbean somewhere, it's probably cigarbage. And it's definitely not a cute. I mean, it's not what it pretends to be. Let's put it that way. But for example, you know, Seth, he reached out to me and said that he was going in on a box of, I think it was the Brickhouse Dragonfire. I don't know. I've got him in the house, and he wanted to know if I wanted to split the box with him, and I said sure. Well, when he sent it, he sent the 5-pack of the Jose Gaspar cigars with it, and it was just a gift. And the thing is, that is a cigar smoker buying something for another cigar smoker that he knows he will appreciate, you know, and he will appreciate it. But yeah, to buy just a random person who's never bought a cigar before, to purchase a cigar on the beach for someone, that needs to be discouraged. And you discourage it before they go on the trip, not after they come back and gift you one, because nobody wants to give somebody a gift. Like if I were in the Caribbean and I bought, you know, 5 cigars on the beach, you know, for $10 a piece, and I was told, oh, these are Cohibas and blah, 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 and all that. And then I come home and I give them to my cigar buddy, and I'm like, hey, man, I got you these Cubans on the beach for $10 a piece. Nobody wants to be told, oh, you got ripped off, these are fakes, blah, 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 and all that. I mean, that makes them feel stupid. It makes them feel, you know, whatever, and whatever. On the flip side, I struggle with that because I don't want to just accept those cigars and say, oh, thank you so much, this is great, blah, blah, blah. Because let's say they go back there in 2 years and they do it again. I don't want them getting ripped off twice. So you got to find a way to let them know that this is a thing, and preferably before they go on the trip. That way they know if there's some guy selling cigars on the beach, they're probably fake. And then that way they don't even make that first poor purchase. That's my advice there. Anyway, Danny, thank you so much for the call again. Sorry that it took 4 months to get back to you on that. But, you know, and I'm sorry, I don't really have like great advice, but nobody should ever be wearing a I smoke cigars and no things t-shirt. I'm sorry. That's just dumb. That's dumb. All righty, guys. I'm smoking this Jose Gaspar cigar. I'm in the first third. It's very good. I would say that it's a very approachable cigar for people. It's not. I kind of was wondering how strong it was going to be based off the little historical description talking about Jose Gaspar coming in with his strong cigars to celebrate and then, you know, the makeup of the cigar. But, you know, it on the smoke experience, it's a very mellow and good chill smoke. I would put this at maybe a 3, strength level 3, you know. I'll do a retrohale just because I haven't yet. Yeah, I mean, 2 to 3. I mean, this is a very, it's not a strong Bolio. I'd say 3. I would say solid 3. It's not a strong Bolio over cigar. Little light back hint of pepper that hits after you've done the retrohale, kind of up in the top of the nostrils. Nothing remotely hard or anything. And that kind of makes sense because if J.C. Newman is promoting this as like the official cigar of Gasparilla, they're probably going to have maybe annual cigar smokers, like they only smoke at Gasparilla, or maybe new cigar smokers, people that have never smoked a cigar before, but they're at Gasparilla. And my God, they're going to have a cigar. They're going to have their Jose Gaspar cigar. You know, so it makes sense to make this a very approachable, easy, good cigar for a maybe perhaps new smoker. So it does make a lot of sense, but it's super good. This would go really, really well with some coffee in the morning. It's doing me fine right now because I've only had one cigar today other than this. So, like, you know, if I were on my fifth cigar of the day, this may not hit quite as well for me. But because I've only had one and that was way earlier in the afternoon, this is hitting actually really, really nice tonight. So, before we get into 3 cigars I've smoked and enjoyed this week, how about I give a little PCA update? So, I've had birdies calling me, texting me, telling me what's going on. And by and large, I mean, I'm going to try and have some people on hopefully soon that can give their own versions of PCA and what they saw out there and everything. But by and large, I would say, depending upon what metric you want to use, PCA has been a good show. They've had a lot more retailer attendees than in past years, from what I'm told. A lot of that has to do with the date. Moving it up to March like this, you know, it's not the super busy season for 2/3 of the country, you know. They're able to take time away from the shop to go out to Vegas for the trade show. On the flip side, kind of what was predicted, I've heard from a number of manufacturers that some of these newbies are coming out there and they're placing like 10 box orders, little orders. They're dipping their toe in the water, per se. And that's because, quite frankly, they just don't have the cash flow to be coming out to Vegas and spending, you know, a shit ton of money to put in a big order. They went out there to experience it. They went out there to look around, to see what's what, but they just don't have the big budget to buy. And so a lot of orders, but a lot of little orders from what I'm being told. Additionally, the big complaint, and I heard this from multiple different people, this is like the thing evidently people are talking about out there. So I guess PCA partnered with Resorts World, which is one of the newer properties. It's kind of near. It's across the street from, I think, the Wynn and the Encore, and it's kind of near the Trump Hotel. And Resort, it's where the 8 Lounge is at. Anyway, Resort World, they they partnered with them for the rooms. And so, like, a lot of manufacturers stay in there. Ton of manufacturers stay in there. $215 a night, you know, rooms and everything, which, let's be real, given the fact that you had March Madness starting on Friday, getting a room for $250 a night was a deal in Vegas this past weekend. And so you had a lot of people staying there. Now, the PCA show is being held at the Convention Center, which is where TPE has been held the last couple of years. And it's on the monorail. However, the Resort World is not on the monorail. But Resort World, what they were promoting and what PCA was promoting the manufacturers, is the Tesla Loop. So they have this Tesla Loop. They have this basically an underground tunnel where they have all these Teslas that are supposedly constantly running to the convention center. It's a direct thing. You know, I've had a couple of people tell me about it, say it was really, really cool. But, you know, you get in this car and you just, you know, take off and you're doing, I don't know, highway speed. But you're in a relatively tight tunnel to where you got about a foot on either side of the car. And you're just buzzing underground to where you're getting to the convention center really, really rapidly. So that's cool. You know, that's really cool. Now, these manufacturers, they were there Thursday to start doing setup. And Thursday and Friday were setup days. Saturday was first day of the show. Thursday was also at the convention center the last day of this giant pizza convention. So the Tesla Loop only runs to the convention center when there are conventions. So Thursday, it was running, and that was no big deal because of the pizza convention. Friday, though, all these manufacturers have all this shit to take over to the convention center. They got all these displays and stuff for their booths and this and that and whatever. They all go down to the Tesla Loop, and there's a big old sign saying they're closed and they will reopen on Saturday. And it's because there's no convention on Friday. Well, shit. You know, PCA had been promoting this Tesla Loop to them and everything, how easy it'd be. So they scramble. They all get Ubers and they get cabs and everything, which is kind of problematic because, again, they have large booth display things that they're hauling from Resort World over to the convention center. But they manage it. They figure it out. Saturday, all the manufacturers have to be at the convention by 8 a.m. The show actually opens at 10 a.m., but media gets an hour earlier, so the media gets in at 9 a.m. And with a show like this, that media hour is really important because, you know, for these manufacturers, they want to be talking with retailers. They don't want to necessarily be talking with media during the show. So they all get down to the Tesla Loop in order to be able to take the Tesla Loop over there to be at the show by 8 o'clock. Well, the Tesla Loop has a sign up saying that they start running at 9 a.m., which is way too late. So now, Saturday morning, first day of the show, they're scrambling once again to get cabs and Ubers in order to get over to the convention and get in there and be on time. Now, from what I'm told, Sunday, everything was running fine. And from what I'm told, it was supposed to be the same today, Monday. I haven't heard from anybody yet today about how the last day of the show went. But, you know, hopefully that all went fine. So, little bugs here and there that, you know, kind of were present. But I don't necessarily know if it was anything super egregious. It's just little inconvenient things like that. Otherwise, from what I'm told, people have been having fun. You know, they're having a good time out there. And, you know, it's been a good show for, like I said, a lot of new retailers coming out, checking it out. Kind of buying small. I sincerely believe, and I've talked about it on the show with a number of different guests, I think before this is all said and done, you're going to see a round of discounts offered at PCA. I think that you're going to probably see another round of discounts offered maybe as we hit the spring to summer transition point. And there may even be another round of discounts offered before it's all said and done. These, the retailers, you know, need a little bit of runway in order to readjust their business budgets to allow them to start making big purchases in March and April versus July. And the manufacturers need a little bit of runway in order to shift when they expect to get the bulk of their revenue for the year from July to March and April. So, you know, it's you're having a lot of business, you know, like inner workings conflicting with the trade show. And so I think it's one of those things where I think it's going to be a little sloppy for a few years, but I think that it'll work itself out. It will. People will get used to it and it'll be what it is. So that's what I hear about PCA. So now let's you know what, before we do, we'll do this.
Guess what, motherfucker?
It's time for three cigars smoked and enjoyed this week. And first up, we have, so let's see, what have I smoked and enjoyed this week? So, first things first, I had a Crux Epicure Habano, and I do so enjoy that cigar. It's the yellow banded one. It's the newer one that Crux put out. It has rocketed to the top of my favorite from their offerings, their core line offerings. And I had two of those, actually. I had a day apart. I had Friday and Saturday, actually. I had Crux Epicure Habanos and dug them. Love them. They're super good cigars. And if you haven't tried one yet, what are you waiting for? My next one that I had is one also from the fine folks at J.C. Newman. It's the Perla Del Mar Corojo. Now, this one, I had it in the Gordo. I swung by a shop, and they had this, and I wanted it, but they only had it in the one size. And as a box press, it is a box press cigar. It didn't smoke like a full-on 60 ring gauge. It was bigger, but it wasn't offensive in terms of mouthfeel. So it still worked out, but I really, really did enjoy that Perla Del Mar Corojo Gordo. And then the last one that I had yesterday, which would have been Sunday. I was out here in the Ice Ten of Love, just kind of chilling out for a little bit. And I had, you know, I was in the humidor. I saw this, and I'm like, you know, I haven't had one of those in a long time. And it was a Leaf by Oscar. It was the Corojo. I had it in the Toro. And, man, I just love the Leaf by Oscars. They're just such wonderful cigars. I really do enjoy, I think it's four that they have out. They have the Connecticut, the Maduro, the Corojo, and the Sumatra. The Corojo is my favorite. I dug the hell out of it. I bought two of them. I still have one to go. So hopefully this week I get around to that. But, guys, you know, I said it on my Instagram post about that cigar, and I'll say it again. It is still the most creative and eye-catching packaging, singles packaging, that you see in the humidor. It just, you got to look at it and be like, what the hell is that? Now, I do know some people have gotten confused and thought that that was the cigar. It's obviously not. You got to take the wrapper off, but some people don't know that, and that's fine. But, you know, they'll find out when that thing, when they light it up and it starts flaking everywhere and burning the hell out of everything. But whatever, such is life. So anyway, now let's go on to the Villiger Cigars Entertainment Report. It's time for the Villiger Cigars Entertainment Report, brought to you by
Villiger.
Villiger Cigars, one of the leading cigar and cigarillo manufacturers in the world, founded in 1888 and still family-owned and operated. Head over to VilligerCigars.com and check the store locator to find a shop near you that carries them. We guarantee that Villiger Cigars will be a wonderful addition to your humidor and cigar rotation. So, guys, I know lately I've been saying I haven't been watching much, but by God, I've been watching some stuff. So I watched, hang on, I need to cough. Okay, now that that's over with, I have been catching up on Letterkenny. I didn't realize, I thought I was only one season behind. And, ow, as it turns out, my knee was, needing to extend and was very, very painfully, doing so. Anyway, I thought I was only one season behind. As it turns out, I was two, which was kind of nice because it gave me, two seasons to start playing catch up on. So I blew through season 11, the other day, and I am now about halfway through season 12, which is the final season. And, you know, I love this show. I know it's not for everybody, but, you know, it's quick humor. It's fun humor. It's verbal, verbal, of course, but it's word humor. When you watch it and listen to it, it's all about plays on words and rhymes and things of that nature and goofiness. And so, like, it's very witty and very clever, and timing is everything in that show. But yeah, so no, I've been watching Letterkenny. I also got sucked into watching some of a show called I Think You Should Leave with, I think it's Tim Robert. Ugh, God, Luke is going to kick my ass. This is like one of his favorite freaking comedians. And I think, you know, and he keeps telling me I need to get him on the show. And I'm blanking on the guy's name. Tim Robinson. Yeah, that's what I was. I started to say it. I started to say it, Luke. If you check the tape, I started to say it. Anyway, Tim Robinson, I don't know what to say about it. You kind of just have to watch it. It's funny as hell, but it is out there, guys. It is fucking out there. And I dig it, but I will also say it is not for everybody. There's going to be some people that just don't get it. And that's fair. I appreciate that. You know, it's what it is. But no, I would say I've been watching that. So Letterkenny and I Think You Should Leave. I've been kind of working my way through those. And I did catch a couple episodes of The Americans because I am still slowly working my way through that. I burned through three seasons of that, and I kind of needed a break. So I'm dipping my toe back in the water with season four and kind of getting going on that again. But yeah, so I've had a little bit of time to watch a few things. It's been nice. And, and then I found out that PBS took my son's favorite episode of Clifford with the potluck party off of the app. So I don't know what in the hell that kid is watching on repeat now. Maybe there's another episode of Clifford that he likes, but, yeah, it's going to be interesting because I've got him this weekend and he likes watching that one episode of Clifford. And if I mean, I can't get it. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's been the Villiger Cigars Entertainment Report. So I'm still digging this Jose Gaspar. It is generally still just a very kind of mild, mellow cigar, but you know, it's kind of got, maybe like very ever so slightly light. I don't even want to call it sweet because it's not really, but it's just a little bit on the tongue, kind of a brown sugar kind of thing going on. But yeah, it's just a really good smoke. It's a really good solid smoke. It's got a great draw on it. It's got, I've been talking a lot, and so mine is getting cooler, but you know, the smoke production on it generally has been really pretty good. Ash has been holding well. Burn line's been pretty straight. All in all, I have absolutely nothing but wonderful things to say about this cigar, and I'm really happy I still have four of them left in the humidor inside. So why don't we now hear about our friends over at My Monthly Cigars? This would normally be the time that I give some information about My Monthly Cigars, but I've hired that out this week, so take it away.
My Monthly Cigars is a premium cigar subscription service. It comes in a variety of different size boxes at affordable prices. Use offer code PULPIT and get free shipping on your first box and 20% off any items in the online store at MyMonthlyCigars.com.
That's offer code PULPIT. Thanks. And guys, while you're over there, make sure you check out the fucking good coffee. If you're a fan of the Daily Press, that is going to be going away in the summertime, so you're going to want to get your orders in now so that you can get a stockpile of that before that goes away. Also, if you are interested in getting information about how you can pre-order the fucking good cigar, you're going to want to get in on that. There is a sign up on MyMonthlyCigars.com where you can sign up specifically to get information about the fucking good cigar. So make sure you head on over there, sign up for that, and that way you can be one of the first in line for when that comes out, because it is going to be a limited deal. The fucking good cigar is going to be a limited deal. So, you know, you're not going to want to sleep on it. If you're interested in it, you're going to want to pounce on it right away. So anyway, in terms of the socials, I'm available on Instagram at The Cigar Pulpit. I'm also on Facebook, where we have the Pulpit Parishioners group. You can get in on the fun there. I'm on Twitter/X. I'm on YouTube, where you can watch this. And guys, Pulpit Fest 2024, Ash and Ale Lounge, Palm Coast, Florida, which is half an hour south of St. Augustine, half an hour north of Daytona, an hour and a half from Orlando, an hour from Jacksonville. It's strategically located all up in everything there, and it's right on the A1A, so you're going to get some fantastic driving and night views of the ocean and stuff like that, and wonderful, wonderful seafood. That is where Pulpit Fest 2024 is going to be held, at the Ash and Ale Lounge. It's August 23rd through the 25th. You can head over to Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com, and just search for Pulpit Fest, find that, and sign up to get your ticket. Tickets are complimentary this year. We need it for headcount purposes. So if you're planning on coming down, make sure you head over to eventbrite.com, get your name on the list, just so we can plan for you. We want you to have a chair. You got to have a chair, you know? So we want you to get it on the list. We've had a very good response so far. A lot of names on the list that I recognize from the parishioners group, from various other places. So that's awesome. Some of these folks, you know, I've never met before. I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to meet and fire up some cigars with you. We still have room for more. So head on over to eventbrite.com, sign up for that, and come and join us in Palm Coast, Florida at the Ash and Ale Lounge, August 23rd through the 25th. We'll be able to hopefully be announcing some more special guests here soon, and you know, we'll be able to go from there. So otherwise, still enjoying Jose Gaspar. You know, I'm kind of maybe getting close to transitioning from the first third to the second third. It's a slower smoke. I've also been talking a lot. So, you know, that's the thing about these solo shows, guys, is I don't get through a full cigar. So you don't really get the full cigar experience from me when that happens. So sorry about that. Anyway, but listener Seth, thank you so much for sending these Jose Gaspar cigars. I really, really do appreciate it. They've been something I've been wanting to try ever since the first round of them came out. I feel like that's been a couple of years that J.C. Newman's been doing these. And I'm really happy that I was able to try this year's blend. So thank you so much. I do so appreciate it. Anyway, guys, this has been another sermon from the Cigar Pulpit. I'm Nick. Everybody stay safe. Stay smoky. Thank you for putting up with all the solo episodes lately. I mean, like I said before, you know, with PCA rapidly approaching and with everybody, you know, and life happening and whatnot, it's been hard to find somebody to take the second chair. So, you know, I do appreciate the fact that you guys aren't jumping my ass about the solo shows. But we're going to get on track. We're going to have some good guests here coming up, and we'll be able to have some fun on future episodes. So anyway, take care, guys.